Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined by Cody Thompson, my co-host. How's life today, Cody?
Life is good, Pat.
Oh, you didn't even go for vocabulary word. Good. Okay. That's all right.
Well, if you were to say, I was totally ready for you to say, how are you today? And then you switch the question. So now I'm just going with life is good.
That's good enough. That's excellent. All right. Tracy, how are you doing today, Tracy Noble?
I am awesome today. How are you?
Just fine, Matt. You want to nod? Are you doing well, Matt? Thumbs up from Matt, our engineer. Okay. Today, Cody, what's our topic?
Don't calm down.
That's right. Don't calm down. You know, there's all those shirts, you know, stay calm and everybody should always calm down. Today, we're going to take a different approach. And there's a few times, or in fact, one particular time when people on a team in an organization shouldn't calm down. Now, this is going to be a little crazy how we describe this here, because what we're talking about is really the display of emotion, the display of genuine emotion. And I will say, especially when that emotion is maybe frustrated or animated about why things should be better. Now, any organization, any team of any kind that wants to be successful has to have genuine displays of emotion. The people on the team have to be emotional about their desire to succeed. Mediocrity goes right along with muted emotions. Teams that mute their emotions, mm-hmm. People don't get upset or don't get excited, that is a great sign and predictor of mediocrity. Success, and this bears repeating again and again, success requires genuine raw emotion, and oftentimes that emotion is frustration. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how that gets out of whack and how we can go from trying to calm people down on our teams to getting them to be less calm. Because when we calm everybody down, we're often driving ourselves to mediocrity. Does that make sense, Cody?
Yeah, it does make sense. In fact, you've said a version of this a few times throughout my career of working with you. And every time we bring it up and talk about it conceptually, it does feel true, not just on our team, but with the teams that we work with, that there's this level of emotion that's sort of required in any endeavor, and that we all need to sort of rise to the occasion to bring that out in a conversation or an initiative or anything like that. And the times that we've muted ourselves, we don't get the result that we want.
Right. Yeah, because it's countercultural. Everybody's saying, control your emotions, be in control, don't get upset. And when we say upset, like in a controlled way even, but put it out there. And every team, whether it's a football team, in sports, in a corporate world, in a family trying to achieve something, we know that it requires that people are genuine in their emotions. And yet, most of society is constantly trying to mute people and say, hey, stay calm, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And their intentions are good, but it leaves us with bad results.
Right. And I don't know if it's just my wife or I'm sure other people, no one's ever calmed down by being told to calm down. In fact, all that does is raise your level of frustration. Is like, no, I'm trying to express myself here. The right answer is not for me to calm down. It's that we participate in this conversation together. And so I love that you said genuine emotion, because really what it is like a authentic passion around achieving what we're trying to achieve. And we should be frustrated if we're not getting there.
Yeah, it can't be manufactured. And a leader that does that is cheesy and they lose credibility.
Yeah.
Either excitement or anger if they're faking it because they, I
listened to a podcast and I'm supposed to be emotional.
No, we're talking about genuinely something's going well or something's not going well. And you get like a little frustrated and you express that.
So Pat, can you give me an example? Like, play this out for me on a team. What does this look like?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. We didn't prep that. I'm glad you asked, because this is how this topic even came about. Something that happened to me recently on a team. So what happens is, if a team really wants to succeed, they're going to hit obstacles. And when they hit those obstacles, someone on the team, if they're going to break through, has to demonstrate frustration. Like, this isn't okay. We have to solve this. And I'm concerned about this, right? So I was once on a team working with some people in an organization recently, and I was getting pretty frustrated. And what I realized is everybody else on the team was being very calm. They didn't seem angsted at all about the idea. which made me even more frustrated, mm-hmm. which made them become even calmer because they were under the, and I finally said to them, why are you guys not frustrated? And they said, because we, I said, it's because you feel like if you get upset, like I'm getting upset, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire, right? And they said, yeah. And I said, no, it would be like throwing water on a fire, because if I saw that you guys were frustrated, I would actually calm down mm-hmm. because I'm worried that we don't care enough. And they were like, oh my gosh, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen this. This has happened in our team too, Pat. And the way I've heard you describe it before is almost like, well, now I'm going to use a physics analogy, even though neither of us understand physics that well. So hopefully this comes across. But like the idea that there's 100% of emotion that's required in order for us to be successful here.
Right.
And that it's sort of like the no matter is either created or destroyed. Like it has to actually come from that whole team. So if there's five members of a team and they're not all sharing 20% of the emotional lift to get the project done, then there's one person that has to make up for that lack of emotion from other people. And so you're in a room and it feels like you're at 100 and everyone else is at zero, when you'd love to be at 20% if everybody else was also at 20%, right?
Exactly. And in fact, that is what the person who's getting upset or frustrated often wants. But of course, and what the purpose of this podcast is to help those people say to people, hey, you guys, I would really like to calm down, but I can't do it until I see that you share in my dissatisfaction or in my emotional commitment to success. Mm-hmm. Of course, we don't say things like that in our real world. We just act. And this is where don't calm down comes from, because a lot of times people will say, well, I will, if you can calm down, to the person who's like a little frustrated, if you can calm down, then we will actually share in that frustration. We will come up. But that's mm-hmm. not what happens. Because when the person calms down, everybody else goes, oh, okay, cool. Because we desire that calm, because frustration is uncomfortable. And so many times we go to work and we're on a team and we think, if everybody would just stay calm, things would be so much easier. And so what we need to do is we actually need to, instead of waiting for the person who's amped up a little to get calmer, the people that are super calm need to amp up first, trusting that that's going to help the other person relax.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because as you're saying that, Pat, I'm thinking certainly it comes out more often maybe in frustration, but it almost feels like the underlying value there is care. Like, do you care about what's going on? Yeah,
that's a great point, Cody.
And it can actually go in the opposite direction too. Like we've done something really great sometimes, and it's like we should share, if we all care about that, we should share in the elation and joy rather than people feeling like, oh, I'm going to temper my excitement even about this. So it's not just temper the negative emotions sometimes. I think teams often temper the excitement or positive emotions around things. And it's there's sort of this unspoken ideal of just neutral, not too high, not too low. We're supposed to be at work. And we did a podcast, in our first 10 was called Robot CEO. And the idea that we're supposed to be unemotional beings at work is just like not in line with our humanity.
Exactly.
That's right. And do you think it's a vulnerability issue? Do you think it's because people have a hard time being vulnerable?
Oh, I love that.
Yes, yes, and yes. That's a great point. I mean, think about it. Conflict, one of the emotions in teamwork, is predicated on people being vulnerable. But mm-hmm. when a person says, so if a bunch of people are sitting around a table at a meeting, and this is what was going on when I was in that other meeting, and four of the people are saying, I don't really want to demonstrate my frustration with the people at this room. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disagree with them or hold them accountable. It goes with that as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not sure how they're going to treat me, and I'm not sure if that's going to cost me something. They're not being vulnerable. Then it's all up to the one person to carry the entire load. Everybody right. has to get vulnerable enough to potentially frustrate the other people on the team by expressing their emotions. Uh-huh. And that's how it's going to happen. So it's all about vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually love that question, Tracy, because I agree. I think it's sort of analogous to like middle schoolers. Like when you're in middle school, it's like, oh, if you're angsting about your homework, that's not cool. Or if you're too excited about what's going on at work, that's not cool. So like It's because you're putting yourself out there in a way, like even at work, if you're putting yourself out there in a way that is, boy, you're getting really worked up over the fact that, you know, you care a lot about your work. That's actually a great thing that we should ramp up our care and concern for what we're trying to accomplish versus trying to stay even keel so that we're not overly dramatized one way or the other. And people can't say that we're not cool. Like, hey, that's not cool that you care that much.
You know, I'm thinking about this, and sports analogies are good just because it's so tight and self-contained. But imagine you're the coach of a football team or the quarterback, and you go in at halftime and you're down 21-0 and your team hasn't played well. Okay, if you walk in that locker room and you look around and everybody seems relatively calm, they're like, you know, whatever, we'll see. There's a good chance you're going to explode and you're going to go, come on, don't you guys care? That's essentially what you're doing. I can't believe you guys don't care. But if you go into that locker room and everybody is kind of carrying some of that dissatisfaction, then your job as a leader is just to meet them there and say, okay, good, we're all going to go out there and we're going to do a great job. So when we put it upon one person to carry that emotional load, they are going to overdo it. That's bad for them. Mm-hmm. That's bad for everybody else. And that's bad for the team. But the only thing worse than that is the leader allowing everybody to be far too mild about the prospect of failure. So it really is like a physics rule. It's like somebody has to bring that level up to the top. And if one person has to do it, then it's going to be ugly.
Yeah. And I think the idea of how you communicated that in that room, Pat, with that team is an exercise in vulnerability, you know, in and of itself, in the sense that you have to say, hey, I feel like I'm carrying the emotional load of the care and concern for this project or this initiative. And I don't feel like you guys are on board with this. If you guys actually stepped up, I would be relieved by that. What a great conversation for a team to have to kind of go around the room and be like, and self-assess first, like, am I invested enough? Do I care enough? Does this behavior that I'm seeing in this other person actually make me uncomfortable? And for what reason? Is it because it exposes the fact that I don't care as much? Or that I'm resisting being the person that's like overly frustrated about this conversation? And I think if every person was sort of assessing, going, hey, am I carrying my water? Am I carrying my weight around this project and the emotion around it? Then it would be great to be on a team where it's all shouldered equally.
Yeah. You know, Cody, the moment I said to them, you guys think that if you get more emotional, it's going to be gasoline on the fire, don't you? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, it would be like water on my fire. And that's when they said, okay, it will actually make things better. So their intentions were to try to help, and they were doing it's like giving a kid who's got ADD emotional suppressants. You know, they used to do that. They used to give people with ADD downers because they said, oh, he's so hyper, and it made it worse. Mm-hmm. And yet what they found is sometimes you give somebody with ADD a little caffeine, they actually calm down.
Yeah.
And so when I'm in a meeting and people don't seem to care, I want them to give a little bit of caffeine, which is show me that you're concerned and unsatisfied, and that will give me the permission to be calm.
Yeah.
And that's the key to this. Every endeavor. So if you're listening to this and you're a leader of a team, ask yourself this. Are you over-concerned with keeping everybody calm? If so, you're pushing things to mediocrity. Are you overly carrying the burden of emotion and frustration when things aren't going well? Then tell everybody else that you need them to carry more for you so you don't have to carry it all, and everyone will be more pleasant. So that's the practical application of this. And I think it's very real. And everyone we've shared it with so far has said, oh my gosh, we have to go back and relook at who's carrying the emotional burden on our team. Hmm. All righty. I think that's all we got today. This is a short one. But that's okay. Great. That's okay. I want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to have another one for you next week. And we'll talk to you next time on At the Table. God bless.